For the 2nd of December 2022, this is Twitter Talks Games, episode 231. So, we've had quite a long time since my last recording. I think we've had a couple of releases even. Dominaria has come and gone. I thought it was a pretty boring set, actually. I haven't found all that much interesting in there. Card here or there, but on the whole, not anything that lit up my world. Of course, we had an Alchemy release with some interesting cards in there that I've been playing around with. I've been actually doing quite a lot of playing around with different decks, very little focus on actually ranking up or anything like that. I've just been messing around, playing a few decks, a few matches, and then mixing up the deck again and trying something new. And especially now with the release of the Brothers War, I found that much more interesting as a release. I guess I've always had an affinity for artifacts, as it were. So I thought that was, I guess that tickled my fancy more. But I have been, when I have been playing ranked, I put together a deck that, a Witherbloom deck, which I called Witherboom, because it has it's a historic deck and it has Casualties of War, which is an all-time favorite of mine. It's that sorcery for 2 and 2 black, 2 green, and you can choose one or more. Destroy target artifact, destroy target creature, destroy target enchantment, destroy target land, destroy target planeswalker. So pretty much one of everything is covered there. So that's really a really powerful and devastating sorcery. So I was confronted by a deck which was playing this and some other interesting cards, and I took that as a base for my deck, but I did some alterations and played around with it. But the main idea is to ramp using mainly Cultivate and Dig Up to get a bunch of lands on the field. And then just dominate with these heavy hitter spells. So the main two are Casualties of War, as I mentioned, and then Invoke Despair. And of course, since we're doing a lot of sorcery, playing a lot of sorceries, card that fits really well is Professor Onyx, which has a Magecraft and does an extra 2 damage and gives you 2 life whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell. And also, the +1 ability allows you to look at the top 3 cards of your library, put one of them into your hand and the other into your graveyard, and you lose 1 life, which is, since you're getting 2 life after that, if you're playing an instant or sorcery, it evens out, or you're on the plus side anyway. So Dig Up is also fits very well in a Golgari or Witherbloom deck, since it has the cleave ability for 1 and black green, which allows you to search for any card instead of a basic land and put it into your hand. So once you're done ramping, you can use the Dig Ups to find your Invoke Despairs, your Casualties of War, Professor Onyx, or what have you. Gaia's Blessing. I have a couple of copies of that in here. Really handy for this deck, since you'll be shuffling through it quite a lot, and you might want to put those better, or yeah, put those heavy hitter spells back into your deck so you can find them again. Also, I've I realized it's a very good protection against milling decks, since it has the ability to, well, I'll just read the card. It's a sorcery for one and a green. It's a uncommon, and it reads, target player shuffles up to three target cards from the graveyard into their library. Draw a card. When Gaia's Blessing is put into your graveyard from your library, shuffle your graveyard into your hand, into your library. So really handy for those when you come across millers, putting it'll put everything back into your library from your graveyard. So two copies of that. Next up, I have just a single cram session, just a means of getting at the learn board. So that gives you four life and lets you learn. In the learn board, I have confront the past, environmental sciences, basic conjuration, containment breach, pest summoning, introduction to annihilation, and mascot exhibition. Very seldom I play the cram session, actually. Tends to not come up, and usually when it does come up, I have something better to play. It's good if you don't get a dig up in your opening hand. It's good if you could get the cram session, because then you can go get the environmental sciences and start finding lands that way. But mostly I'll have a dig up, or I'll wait until the cultivate can be played on the third turn. Yeah, it's usually what happens. Next up, a couple of soul transfer. I like this card because it allows you to choose between either exiling a creature planeswalker or returning a creature planeswalker from your graveyard. So you could either get rid of whatever the opponent's biggest threat is on that side, or get back your Onyx, Professor Onyx. I also have a couple of Ugins in here as well, and that's this is my only method of getting back the Ugins. next up is a Balaged Recovery. That sorcery, which returns a card from your graveyard to your hand, and on the reverse side, it's just a land. This is just a single copy. I don't know how necessary this is here, but it's been either a detriment or much of a bonus, so I've let it stay in here for now. Could be useful if you really want to get something back. This is, of course, another way of getting the Ugin back, so I was lying there. next up, the four cultivates, then three extinction events to keep the board clear. Three Binding of the Old Gods, which unfortunately isn't a sorcery or instant, so you don't get the bonus from the Onyx, but does help you ramp and helps you clear the board of some pesky permanent. since we don't have a lot of things that go against... actually, I'm lying. It's an all-around good way of getting rid of permanent is the biggest bonus here. I have a single Grix Commander, or Command, which is a new card from Brothers War. Although I'm not sure I want to keep this around, because the times that I've had it on hand, it hasn't been much help, actually. It's good against creatures, or if you have creatures of your own. But I don't have any creatures, so it doesn't help me there. And well, except for lands, a couple of land creatures. So I guess it could help against the opponent, but I have so many other ways of dealing with their creatures. So I might take this out, but I'll just read it just because this is a new card. So it's Grix Command. It costs three and two black. It's sorcery at rare. and you get to choose two. So either put two +1/+1 counters on up to one creature. It gains lifelink until end of turn. Destroy each creature with power 2 or less. Return up to two creature cards from your graveyard to your hand. Each opponent sacrifices a creature with the highest permanent among creatures they control. So on paper it sounds pretty good, but I just haven't had any use for it really. Next up is 4 Invoke Despairs, and I think, or 3 Invoke Despairs, this should probably actually be 4, so I think I'll remove the Grixis command and put back an Invoke Despair. I think I had 4 before. Next, 3 Blood on the Snow, also a good combination there of allowing you to clear the board, either of planeswalkers or creatures, and then get your Onyx back on the board. Unfortunately, it doesn't work with Ugin. It's 1 too expensive, but otherwise it's nice. Since we're using the Dig Up and the Cultivate to get basic lands, I've made sure they're all snow lands, so that fits well with the Blood on the Snow as well. Then I have 3 Professor Onyx, of course. The one of the most important cards in the deck. It helps get your life back and find those spells to cast. Can also help to get rid of one of the creatures. I've never ultimated it actually in this deck. I don't think I have anyway. I don't remember doing it. But that's also a nice method. So that reads each opponent may discard a card. If they don't, they lose 3 life and repeat the process 6 more times. So up to 18 life lost or 6 cards discarded. So that could be pretty devastating. Then we have the Casualties of War, 4 copies of that. Ugin, 2 of those. This is just in air because it fits well with ramping in general. It doesn't require any specific color, so it's pretty handy. I have 1 Hive of the Eye Tyrant and 1 Lair of the Hydra, so just as protection against any creature lands that the opponent might have. Also, it's helpful if you're not able to do anything else, if you're in against a deck with a lot of counter spells, you can go in for some damage usually if you don't dare try to cast anything. I have a single Busiju Who Endures. It's a legendary land from Kamigawa, which taps for green, or you can discard it for with channel for 1 and a green. And that allows you to destroy target artifact, enchantment, or non-basic land an opponent controls. That player may search the library for a land with the same basic land type and put it onto the battlefield, then shuffle. And the ability also costs 1 less if you have a legendary creature. So I use this as in my latest match, really handy to get rid of what's the name of that card? The giant, the land, creature land, which is a giant with ward, ice giant, I think, all of the ice giant. Don't remember right now, but that was really, really helpful because I don't have very many instances. Do I even have any? I don't think so. So yeah, no real way of getting rid of those if they play, turn their land into creature on their turn. So that was really good to have on hand. The snowlands, 11 snow-covered swamps, 8 snow-covered forests, and 2 overgrown tombs. And the overgrown tombs are just in here to fetch with the Binding of the Old Gods. If I'm low on black mana, then it's handy to be able to get a land that way. Otherwise, they're not really that necessary. So this is a lot of fun to play. I've had pretty good success with it. It's the win rate is currently at 53%, which isn't super good, but it's a lot of fun to play this deck anyway. And yeah, that's pretty much it on that. So with the Brothers War, as I mentioned, there are a lot of interesting artifact cards in there, and I threw in a couple in my existing Eldest Reborn deck, which is one of my mainstay historic decks that I like to play. I put in a Semblance Anvil, which is an interesting card. It's actually not part of the Brothers War set, but actually the historic set that it also gives you card for. I don't remember what its name is off the top of my head. It's like the Mystical Archive kind of thing. But anyway, it's Semblance Anvil. It's an artifact for 3. It's rare. And it reads, when Semblance Anvil enters the battlefield, you may exile a non-land card from your hand. Spells you cast that share a card type with the exiled card cost 2 less to cast. So since this is mostly artifacts and planeswalkers, I thought this could be useful, especially if I have an extra on hand of something. So I've used it so far to put away a Ugin the Spirit Dragon to make a second copy of it to cheaper, or Ugin the Ineffable cheaper as well, which is the other planeswalker I play. I think I've also used it on Golos. I have a couple of copies of Golos in here. So I used it on one of the Golos to make the other cheaper, and also Ulamog, which is the other creature I have in here, cheaper as well. But you could grab one of the other just artifacts as well. Like if I have a couple of copies of Forsaken Monument, I could exile one of those to make the other cheaper. So it seems pretty handy. We'll see if it sticks around. So far, it's been good. Having it in here, so it gets to stay for now. Also put in the Mindstone and Weakstone, which is a new artifact from Brothers of War. It's cost 5, a legendary artifact, Power Stone, at rare, and it reads, when Mindstone and Weakstone enter the battlefield, choose 1. Draw 2 cards, or target creature gets -5/-5 until end of turn. And then it allows you to tap it for 2 colorless mana. And the mana can't be spent to cast non-creature spells, which is a strange sentence. But so some extra mana for your artifacts, which is pretty useful. So this can also be melded with Ursa, Lord Protector, but I don't have that in this deck, since I'm not playing with any white or blue cards. I just use it as a mana, a stone, really. It's also handy to do the -5/-5 on creatures. I've used that mostly. Once or twice I used to draw 2 cards, which is also really nice. I think that's it for new cards from the Brothers War. I thought there might have been another one in here, but I'm not seeing it. So that's probably... Oh, there is one more. The Levitating Statue. I put a single copy of that in here, which fits also really well in this deck. So it's an artifact for 2 at Uncommon. It has flying and reads, when you cast a non-creature spell, put a +1/+1 counter on Levitating Statue. And for 2 colorless, you can turn Levitating Statue into 1/1 construct artifact creature until end of turn. So a flyer, which becomes pretty big fairly quickly, and is easy to overlook for the opponent, because usually you'll just have it sticking around slowly, growing as you're playing your other cards. Since I don't have any creatures in this deck, just 3, Most of these spells are gonna pump up the levitating statue, and then you can go in for the killing blow, or use it just to protect your planeswalkers as needed. So I've been really happy with this card in this deck. I've been playing around with it in some other decks as well, but in this deck I just have the one, and it's been doing a good job there, so I guess it gets to stick around.